Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right, so everyone in Canada is into this whole recession thing. So our show will actually, it won't be 4 hours this morning. It'll be 3 hours and 45 minutes. Just everything's getting cut back.
Oh, no.
I know, right?
I like that. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. It's the only recession joke I can come up with.
That's it.
This
yep.
We got a busy show today, Wednesday. We're that much closer to the long weekend, which is nice. And with the long weekend comes the Labor Day Classic and then the Banjo Bowl. So we'll get you in for that Boston Pizza Banjo Bowl contest. Do that coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning. Actually, we'll do it right towards the end of the show.
Sure.
Right towards the end of the show, like just before 9 o'clock. That's coming up. AC/DC tickets on the way. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're going to play Who'd You Rather today, too. We haven't done that.
Nice. Yep.
So Reno will play Who'd You Rather. Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Reno, start now. 92 City FM World Class Rock, 609. It's Wednesday. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, and Reno J, collectively known as Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Reno. Hi.
32 is the high for today. There's actually a heat warning in effect that's supposed to be really hot.
It's like really, right, really hot?
Yeah.
Like good. It's supposed 30 to feel side, right? Like plus 30? It's supposed to feel like, you know, the humidity and everything factored in around 40, if not higher today.
Woo!
Yeah.
Sizzling.
No kidding.
Yep.
Now, it's stupid hot outside, Phil, but did I hear you right off the air saying that beer league hockey starts right away?
Yeah, I got a message from,
come on,
from our manager. Oh, well, I'm assistant general manager, which means if our general manager, Jeff Landles, goes to, like, Mexico at some point in the winter, I have to take over the team for a week, and it sucks balls. You got to, like, text me. It's hard work. Jeff Landles, you are amazing.
So he's like the Kevin Cheval day off.
He's the manager. Yeah.
And you're...
He calls me the assistant GM, but I don't really do that much.
Do you ever bring pucks or beer?
You know what?
I can make the odd email. Don't forget about next game.
Sure. I help him out. I always offer help to him. You need some help, but he's
so you're, like, you're like the zinger to Chevy.
That's right. He's on top of everything. And I got a text message from him the other day. Of course, he's out there trying to collect money, which is what any rec sports league person does, constantly collecting money. But he was mentioning like September 9th.
Wow.
We get going over at Highlander.
Rena, big news in the ASHL. I don't know if you saw it on the newswire this morning, but a player who's aging, he's getting towards the end of his career, but he's decided to go as a free agent, leave his team of Gary Busey and move to another established team, the Swamp Donkeys.
You quit Busey?
Busey folded.
What?
The team is done.
How did that team fold? You guys have been together forever.
I know. It was just everyone kind of had their turn at managing, and then everyone was like, all right, I'm not managing anymore. Are you? Nope. Okay, team's done.
I'm telling you, that's why you get a good general manager. You pump his tires like I just finished doing because they are hard to find and nobody wants to do it.
It's true. I did my tour of duty. I did three seasons. I did 3 seasons of managing the team, and it's not fun right now. Chasing guys down for money, being the able.
So do you know these Swamp Donkey guys well?
Yeah, these are a bunch of the Gladstone guys.
Okay.
Guys from Gladstone who live in the city.
Because once you find a team, you usually hold on to it for dear life. Like that camaraderie you have in the dressing room.
So you're in the same league, though?
Yeah, well, yeah,
different team?
Still in the ASHL. Different division, I think, but it's essentially the same thing. Good bunch of guys. Like, I mean, Shane Walker, Blair Adamson, Dustin Gaber. Yeah,
Gaber's on there. That's all I needed to hear. Gaber's on the team. Yeah. All right.
It's a good locker room. So, hey, all you that are playing beer league hockey, whether it be in the Central or the Highlander or the MTS Iceplex, starting up soon.
It's that time of year where you go to hockey and flip-flops. It's kind of funny. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things in the world, go to the rink and flip-flops. All right, 6:12, we'll take a break. What's trending coming up next? Hang on.
And now,
what's trending?
All right, Rena, the Patrick Kane saga continues. Remember back in 2009, he got a little bit of hot water for getting in that altercation with the cab driver?
Right.
Okay, now in this past summer, there's been some allegations of him in some sexual misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's been official yet. He hasn't been charged. But there have been 5 teams that have contacted the Chicago Blackhawks saying, you want to get rid of that problem? We'd be happy to acquire that problem. Because the big deal is he just signed this eight-year, $88 million, like this big, massive contract with Chicago. So Chicago's warned him a few times saying, hey, why are you still acting like a douche? Don't act like a douche if we're going to sign this contract. He's like, no, I'm good. But he has a reputation of being a hard partier and not the nicest of guys. So I'm Philly and I were just chatting off the air. It's curious that 5 teams are interested in him.
You know what I mean? Just don't know if those teams are willing to wait it out. Why wouldn't Chicago be willing to wait it out? At least see what happens here. Because if he's proven innocent, then he's a far more attractive asset, right, than he is right now.
So maybe that's why.
If you are going to trade him, No, but if you're Chicago, why wouldn't you at least wait?
No, but I'm saying maybe that's why the other teams are like, hey, we'll get him at a discount now.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be stunned if he was moved at this point in the middle of legal proceedings.
What do you got?
I'll continue on the sports theme, although it's got a movie tie-in. I'm kind of disappointed. You know, long before the world became full of hackers, we could go see a movie like Concussion, of course, about the NFL and the concussion problems,
right?
And not know that there was conversation between the producers of the movie and the NFL. We were wondering aloud about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. Well, now... many thought the NFL would be upset about this movie, but emails obtained by hackers, and the New York Times is going with the story, tell a different story, one in which studio heads consulted the NFL to avoid antagonizing the country's most powerful sports league. One email stated that, quote, some unflattering moments for the NFL were deleted or changed, while another message from a top Sony lawyer says, quote, most of the bite has been taken out of the film for legal reasons with the NFL. So, Peter, one of the producers of the film, or the guy who wrote and directed the film, insists he nor Sony kowtowed to pressure from the NFL. But, I mean, they've got the emails.
Like they did, yeah.
Hackers got the emails, and it's starting to sound like maybe there was some conversation between Sony and the NFL, which is disappointing.
That's one thing about hackers is they really don't care about the law.
No, and you can't really lie anymore. Hackers will get to you.
No kidding.
This is trending. It's got nothing to do with sports. McDonald's. McDonald's announced that they are going to be serving their breakfast all day.
Oh, yeah.
But States? Not in Canada yet, just what? In the States first. They're testing
I'm
it out.
I'm driving all the way down
apparently
to North Dakota.
Apparently their numbers, their breakfast numbers have been going down. So they've been talking about, so starting October 6th, if you're in the States, you'll be able to have the full breakfast menu and the lunch menu, and you can get either or. So well, they might be bringing it here if it's successful there.
Somewhere Michael Douglas is going, our movie is not relevant anymore.
That's right.
For those that remember the scene in Falling Down where he's like, no, I want breakfast. No, change my mind, I want lunch.
Sometimes, you know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, if I feel like an Egg McMuffin, I'll drive to North Dakota.
Sure. You let me know. You let me know. I got some stuff to pick up. Yeah.
He'd come with me.
I know
me.
He would.
Absolutely. Fun. 6:24, that's what's trending. 92 City FM World Class Rock, 6:35 on Wednesday. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Raina. Raina, please tell me the long weekend's going to be at least half decent.
No.
At least decent?
No.
A little bit like decent?
I feel like it rained an entire weekend like 2 weeks ago, too.
Yeah, it did. It's supposed to rain Friday, rain Saturday, rain Sunday. So Monday's the only day it'll be nice, and the high's only 22. So
just looking here, I'm gonna try to find a positive spin,
please,
because I'm looking at the same page Rena is.
Yeah, okay. It's a 40% chance of rain for Saturday.
Right on Friday it's 60%. Saturday it's 40. So and the only day where
Sunday, those are coin Sunday flips. Looks like a for sure rain day all day.
But both of those are coin flips.
The only day where it's got that horrible rain like
is Sunday.
Is Sunday. Right, when you get 40 and 60, lots of times that doesn't happen.
Yeah. I'll take a coin flip.
Yep.
Cool with that.
Make those teeth times wheels. I think that's what you're getting at here.
Well, I'm going to be out at Elmhurst today. I'm going to be out at Elmhurst on Sunday. But yeah, now's the time to make hay while the sun shines, they say, Rena, because golf season is starting to hit its denouement.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon we'll be putting the golf clubs in the garage and pulling out the curling brooms and the hockey sticks.
Mm-hmm.
All the fun stuff that goes along. You know what? Bill Hicks said it best. He says, you know what? These people that live down in the desert, like the Arizonas or the Californias or the Texas, he says, I'm a human being. I can afford to throw on a jacket, and he goes, I enjoy women with rosy cheeks and, you know, a little ice on their breath.
Yeah.
He's like, it changes things up a little bit rather than
I'm a big,
hot and sunny, hot big and sunny, proponent, hot and sunny, hot and sunny.
Big proponent of the season change.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good. It's awesome. It's one of the great things about Canada, the four seasons.
I don't think I ever told you this story. So, when my parents moved to Fort McMurray, it was 1979.
Yep.
And they were living in Hamilton, Ontario. Just outside of Toronto there. And my dad was working at a steel plant there. And apparently a couple job postings came up. One for a job in Fort McMurray working for Syncrude Canada. And another one working for General Electric in California. And my dad took both these postings and he says, Mary, what do you think? Mm. And she went, you know what? I like seeing the seasons change. Let's go to Fort McMurray.
To Fort McMurray
she
or
took
to
Mary.
Because she wanted to see the seasons change.
Mm-hmm. So you were that close
that
to being a
big
Californian.
Time.
Imagine how that would have turned out.
Mm-hmm.
Be living on the beach right now. Surfing. Maybe golfing.
It's amazing what if you think back, like, how would my life be different?
Absolutely. Every time I think of that story, I daydream for a second thinking, man, how different would it have been? Or even if my parents decided not to move to Fort McMurray and just stay in Ontario, I would have been a total nerd.
Yeah. It's like I spent a lot of time thinking about what if I was better looking and taller? You know, like, what would happen? More opportunities?
Well, I mean, you moved around a little bit when you were a kid. Your dad was a banker, so, I mean, you were up in Tom. Imagine if you would have stayed in Thompson for all your days.
I have thought about that. And? Yeah. Well, I think you grew up in Fort Mac. You know how it is. All you do is play hockey.
Yeah.
Like, when you get to Winnipeg, there's more kids. There's less hockey a little bit less. And so when I was living there, I was really young, but all it was we'd play hockey, and then the second hockey season would wrap up. You'd take a lacrosse. We start playing lacrosse.
Mm.
And that, I was really young, but, you can't help but wonder what life would look like.
And Rena, if you would have decided to stay in St. Paul, Alberta, old jerkwater?
Probably have 6 kids by now. It's true. You're married to some oil patch guy who I never see ever.
Yeah. When you come at home. God damn it.
6:39 will play Who'd You Rather coming up in 5. Oh, love them fat bottom girls. 92 City FM, world class rock. 6:46, Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. Nicki Minaj or Kim Kardashian? Who's got the bigger butt, Rena?
I think Nicki Minaj does.
Okay. Yeah, because Kim's got a slightly bigger frame, so it's harder to tell, isn't it?
Kim Kardashian's actually plus size.
Yeah,
she's plus size. Yeah, she's like all around. Frame. Yeah, whereas Nicki Minaj is like the waist that's tiny.
It looks like with fake almost. It's just bam.
I don't know if her butt is real. I honestly have
fake
no idea.
Butt?
Yeah, that's like a thing.
6:46 now. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena.
A heat warning in effect for today. 32 is the high and sunny. It's going to be hot. 18 right now.
Wheels getting some emails about AC/DC tickets. What time are we doing that this morning?
AC/DC tickets, I have logged in for 8:20.
AC/DC tickets.
820, yep.
Every morning, right up until showtime.
And tell you what, right after, okay, so it's one of those things where we'll open up the phone lines at 8:20.
Yeah.
And so I will give you the question, because it's a single question. We'll give you the question coming up just after 7 o'clock.
And then you can let it rattle around in your skull a little bit.
Exactly. And then you got like an hour and a bit to figure it out. And then at 8:20, we open up the phone lines. Right now, though, love this game. All right. This is a game where we take two people and we pit them up against each other. And we ask Rena who she would rather.
I got the Google ready just in case. Sometimes you throw some out there that I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yep.
Rena, who'd you rather? Patrick Kane of the Chicago Blackhawks or Mike Richards of the LA Kings? Both of them have been a little bad boyish lately.
Okay, what did each of them, what's the bad thing that each of them did?
Okay, well, Patrick Kane, he's the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah,
he was...
Accused of sexual...
Well, first the cab driver, the cab incident back in 2009. And
the big one right now.
The most recent one.
Sexual assault, right?
We'll call it alleged sexual assault.
Okay.
And Mike Richards got caught pulling some OxyContin across the border.
Mike Richards.
Mike Richards. Kenora
Sounds
boy,
like
too.
A great time. No.
He likes to party. Serious.
Who'd you rather? Melissa McCarthy, who's, you know, the Hollywood it girl right now. She's doing the new Ghostbusters movie. Mm-hmm. Or Adele? I'd say two very attractive plus-size women.
Okay.
Adele did the theme song for 007. She's a very, very famous singer.
Beautiful singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough. I guess I'd go with Adele.
Okay. Because she can sing
Melissa,
you to sleep.
And Melissa McCarthy seems more like, you know, like a... She's like a mom, kind of like all of her... You know, she's very funny and... In all of her movies, she's just, I don't know, it's picturing her in a sexual light is weird.
Mm, all right.
Adele better, yeah.
Toronto Blue Jay Jose Bautista, who makes about $14 million a year, or Jose Cuervo.
Tough one.
As in the tequila, yeah.
I know, I'm tough.
Jose Bautista of Toronto Blue Jays, or Jose Cuervo, the tequila?
I'm not a huge tequila drinker. I'm going to have to go with the Blue Jay, because they're winners right now. And
like
I've met Jose Bautista before, and he's very charming in real life. He's not like a super attractive, you know, looking dude. But when you meet him, he's got this like swagger that was...
He's super intense,
very
though.
Attractive.
Seems like almost a bit of a dick. Like that whole suit thing.
Yeah, like he was a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
Like he seemed like it, but like in a hot way. I don't know.
I don't think it's being a dick. I think it's I make $14 million a year kind of attitude.
Yeah.
No, I think it comes with the territory. Okay, Nicki Minaj or Miley Cyrus?
I'm going to go with Nicki. She's got way more sex appeal than Miley looks like a child, you know? Like, she's just always wearing stickers on her face and glitter like a little kid, you know? It's just weird.
Too hard.
What are you doing?
Yeah. All right. Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran, who is that acoustic guitar Irish guy?
Oh.
Or Ronald McDonald? Ed Sheeran or Ronald McDonald?
Would I get free Big Macs?
Probably. Ronnie gets whatever he wants.
I think that's actually his finishing move is the Big Mac.
Oh, I'll try that. I'll go with Rotten Ronnie.
All right. Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner? Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner? Kind of the two completely different people, but the same person.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Bruce. Just because Caitlyn's got the combo of parts right now, yeah, so I just feel like that would be confusing.
That's the bonus package, Rena.
I don't know. I feel like I'd be confused. It might throw me off.
It's like when you buy a vehicle and you get the upgrade package.
Absolute. Whoa, surprise.
I want yeah.
This night just.
All right. Philly, I had no idea.
All right. Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck. Okay. Or Henry Cavill. Of course, we're talking Batman or freaking Superman.
Easy.
Easy? How is that easy?
Superman.
Oh, I wasn't looking at the
Well, keep in mind, though,
hero.
Superman would shoot a load like a shotgun through your back, or at least Batman's human, you know what I mean?
I think you're starting to sell Reno on Superman now.
Superman it is.
Superman it is.
Super sperm.
Amy Schumer, who's probably one of my favorite girls in the world right now, very, very funny lady. Amy Schumer or Amy Poehler? Both very funny girls and both blonde. I mean, they're very similar attributes.
Amy Poehler.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were a huge Schumer fan.
I am a Schumer fan, but
Poehler seems
I don't
a little
know.
Classier. She's like classy
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, I feel like Amy Schumer would be like raunchy and dirty and like uncomfortable weird.
She'd probably
want to
poop on you or something.
Yeah, always the funniest person in the room.
Yeah.
Gotta be that person.
All right, finally, Arena, this one very topical, and I know you kind of flip-flop back and forth. I know you like both your guys in power. So, the final question for who'd you rather today? Justin Trudeau, leader of the Liberal Party, or the Harp, Stephen Harper?
Oh, Trudeau.
Really?
By a landslide.
What do you call him, Rita? Prince Charming?
Oh, yeah. He's Prince Charming, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to vote for him, but he's very handsome.
That's another edition of our favorite game called Who'd You Rather? 92 City FM, World Class Rock, 707, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena, the Motley Crue, who just wrapped up their final tour here. Well, they wrapped up their Winnipeg show. I think they've still got a few tour dates left, but they're done.
Yeah.
That's it. They're done. Meanwhile, AC/DC still kicking ass and taking names. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're in that group, with the, you know, right in there with the Rolling Stones and the Who, where it feels like they'll never stop touring.
No.
Although the lead singer there, Brian Johnson, has hinted in the past, even after the last tour, that this is getting a little tiring. I'm getting a little old for this. But then the paychecks start rolling in. So, but I wouldn't be surprised to see AC/DC eventually label a tour their last.
If he wants to stop, they can get Jim Brewer to fill in. Yeah. Jim Brewer would love to go sing on behalf of Brian Johnson. So we have AC/DC tickets coming up this morning in just over an hour, okay? So at 8:20 this morning, we're going to open up the phone lines, 204-780-CITY, C-I-T-I, 2484. Here's the question this morning. How this show, September 17th, IG Field, what number will that be as far as how many times AC/DC has come to play Winnipeg? This will be the blank show that they've played in Winnipeg over all the years.
Okay.
AC/DC.
And somewhere H is, you know, having his morning coffee going.
Oh, yeah, he just nailed it.
Three more challenging, please, sir.
Nailed all the dates.
I can tell you each date going back to 1978. In specific detail.
Probably saw them at, like, the concert hall or some bar in Winnipeg.
I know what I had for dinner that evening before the show.
Yeah. Like the time he told me he saw Sabbath in 72 at the concert hall, something like that.
Yeah, I remember.
You were there?
I was there.
Because
I
was all
what?
Excited. I'm like, this is going to be great.
Who says that?
They were at MTS Center that night, and you and I were there talking to H. And I'm like, H, are you going to the show?
Yeah, and he was talking about the time he saw Led Zeppelin. I'm like, you've seen Led Zeppelin.
Well, it was that we were in a meeting, and there was rumors going around that they might tour, and who would they use as a drummer. So I said, H, would you want to see, like, John Bonham's kid, or would you want to see Dave Grohl? He goes, Wheels, I've seen Led Zeppelin twice. I don't need to see. I've seen Bonzo in person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, he trumps. Awesome. You can't trump him with a concert story. He's that guy. You can't.
And it's not even like he's trying to one-up you. It's not like he's trying to outclass you or outcool you. He just is.
Yep. That's a good way to put it.
Period.
H just is.
Every evening at 6 o'clock here on 92 City FM, you can catch the legendary Howard Manshine. 7:10, it's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
32 is the high for today. There is a heat warning in effect because with the humidity and everything, it'll be around 40, so...
There's some great stuff on the Bone Phone. Of late, it's just been highly entertaining. 805, we've got someone just losing his crap about the Bombers. Somebody who recently had a child and we're involved somehow in the story about his wife giving birth.
Oh, God, this was not supposed to come up. What? It was dark. It was the power went out of the party. We didn't know who was who. It's not mine or Philly's fault.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rena was hanging from a chandelier.
Rena was working camera.
You're right.
I was going to say, like, I can hang from a chandelier. I need a ladder to get up there.
8:05, we'll get into that.
That's less than an hour. Coming up here in 10, we'll talk Blue Jays. Why? Because they're actually awesome for a change. Stay tuned.
92cityfm.ca. Perusing the page, I see some info about Toys for Boys. More information coming very soon.
Tuesday morning. All the details right here with Wheeler, Philly, and Rena.
Yep. As well, if you want to hook up with Wheeler, Elite Caddies, you can do that.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up, Phil. Thank you very much. I should have done this Monday. This past Sunday, we were out at Kingswood with Elite Caddies. I'm just going to do this really quick. Kevin Stanley was the winner. He's the guy that won the Stones contest, too. Do you remember? He made it with Rhea's dog.
Yes.
Ate part of your beard.
No, he ate a chili burger out of my beard, and that was back when it was giant.
That's what it was. Right. Yeah. And a poutine smoothie. Remember that?
It was disgusting. That was a disgusting afternoon.
So, anyways, he went, and one of his buddies that he brought out, Cody. Rena, let me paint a picture for you, okay?
Okay.
So this is golf, and you know I'm a bit of a traditionalist when it comes to golf, right?
Yep.
So Cody shows up in these big-tongued Adidas, you know, shoes, sweatpants, like the Puma sweatpants, you know, like I think it was a gray Jack Daniels t-shirt, and then it's like one of those Brighton hats and everything, and it's like, okay, here we go for a golf. Guy, not until halfway through the round I find out the guy's had a membership most of his life. He goes out and he beats me by 3 strokes.
What?
And he says, listen, you have to mention, because the guys at Penco, he's a carpenter, the guys at Penco said to me, you better make sure you beat Wheeler when you get out there. So, Cody from Penco beat me by 3 strokes out of Kingswood.
Well done.
That guy.
I salute you.
I love guys like that.
Yeah.
Guys
who never judge a book by its cover.
Who don't go with the golf code, who dress how they want, but they can play. That just, I love that story.
Yeah. Yeah, he played a great game. Congratulations. We'll go out and we'll play again another time. Okay, Phil, I need you to put on your suits hat for a second, okay? I need you to be Harvey Specter for a second, all right?
Already got my specs on, so I'm ready.
Now, Rena,
yep.
you know Phil and I are a huge fan of suits, right? So, I mean, we're practically lawyers.
Yep.
And right. Yesterday we were talking about this new movie, Concussion, okay?
Yep.
And we were talking because we saw the trailer, and this is a movie that's exposing the disease that is incurred in a lot of NFL players because of the amount of concussions that
head
they
trauma.
Go through. Head trauma,
not
right.
Good for you.
So the doctor essentially found this degenerative disease in the brain in him going to the NFL saying, you need to do something about this, and subsequently the NFL pushing back and kind of, we'll call it a cover-up.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kind of curious because we saw the trailer and we saw the NFL logo, we saw all of these NFL team logos everywhere, and we're like, well, the NFL would have to be on board with this. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they couldn't use the logo. But Phil Aubrey over here, otherwise known as Harvey and or Mike from Suits, did a little bit of research.
There's a lot of moving parts to this story, Rena.
All right.
Start with the fact that many people thought that White Lake Wheeler said the NFL would not like this. And now we find out, and I find this kind of disappointing. There's hackers have gotten into some emails from Sony going back, and Sony made the movie, going back and forth between Sony and the NFL. Two pretty big companies.
Right.
And the emails go something like this, quote, this is from Sony, unflattering moments for the NFL were deleted or changed. Well, another message from a top Sony lawyer says, quote, most of the bite has been taken out of the film for legal reasons with the NFL. Now, Sony, of course, has come right back and said, hey, we did not kowtow to pressure from the NFL.
Now, but yesterday you also said that there is a rule that you can use any logo you want as long as it's not defamatory against that industry or that company or whatever, right?
Yeah, because we were wondering how a movie like this could use NFL logos when they're clearly shedding some very, you know, so they're making some accusations about the NFL. They aren't very pretty.
Right.
But then I found out that, like, for example, the show Ballers that you watch on HBO uses NFL logos all the time. As long as you're not using the NFL in a disparaging light or saying, I guess, defamatory, saying things that aren't true.
Right.
So the NFL would have to prove that these things aren't true to make them stop using their logo.
So let's just say, I wanted to go out and say, I think Callaway clubs are some of the best clubs that I've used in a number of years. As long as I'm saying good things about them with Callaway Golf. Mm-hmm.
Or things that aren't disparaging or untrue.
So that would be totally okay just to kind of like show a Callaway Golf logo.
No, I think what they, legal terminology they're using, they call that a plug. They call that
a shameless radio plug.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because I just wanted to make sure that we're using the logos in the right way. Right. Like for instance, if I wanted to throw up, like, say, a Mercedes-Benz logo and say, I think Mercedes-Benz is some of the best engineered vehicles out there.
Is there Frank's Pizza coming here? Is there a logo for Frank, I'm assuming?
No, but thank you for getting one in there. Actually, the one I wanted to get to next, and listen, I'm really kind of throwing caution into the wind here. But if I went out and said, True North Sports Entertainment and the Winnipeg Jets are the best company I ever worked for, and I enjoy going to games all the time, and we threw up a logo, would we get in trouble for that? Because you know how sticky True North is.
The Jets don't like you. They don't want to be associated with you or this show at all. So I think we're going to... Oh, great. Those watching on TV this morning.
So if we threw that up there and said, we absolutely love the Winnipeg Jets, according to the logic that you, the law that you told us, we can do that.
And you know what HBO said? Many people don't understand the law. That's why they don't use logos, because they think they're scared of leagues like the NFL. And
coming after them.
Right, but... Hmm. Go ahead, Wheeler. Let's you casserole night. What's next here?
Wait, can we just show that Callaway logo again real quick? Callaway Golf logo. Can we get that up there?
Don't. Take it down.
7:43. The Scoop's coming up next. Hang on.
The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers.
Your first choice for all your recreational needs on the water or on the trail. With ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, sea-doos, and more.
So this is breaking big entertainment news.
Oh.
Kermit the Frog has a new girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Check her out. The famous amphibian who ended a 40-year relationship with Miss Piggy less than a month ago has already moved on.
So has he got a... What's the deal here? They're starting a new show, right? So that's why this is their... They're trying to create some buzz for it.
But Miss Piggy was then... I don't know if you guys have seen this, but with Liam Hemsworth post, he's going to be a special guest on one of the episodes. He's going to be doing a cameo of himself. And he tweeted out a picture of the two of them staring in each other's eyes.
Who are the two old guys? I mean, there's a...
Waldorf and Statler.
There you go. There's a few reasons for me to tune into Muppets again, and those are two of the big reasons. And then the Swedish Chef.
The Swedish Chef.
Shame on Kermit. I mean, just jumping from lily pad to lily pad like that, slut.
cops say that Jimmy Snuka. Am I saying that right?
Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Okay. Now he has been lying about what really happened the day his girlfriend died for decades, and his own autobiography helped convince cops that he is actually the murderer.
Wow.
Yeah. So basically, the former WWF superstar was in 1983. Basically, he said that the two were fooling around in a hotel when she fell down a flight of stairs, hitting her head, and that's how she died. Well, in his book, which just came out in 2012, apparently he described her death as a completely different scene. He said the whole thing completely different and said that she fell while going to the bathroom in the middle of the night and never mentioned anything about an altercation whatsoever. So cops noticed the extreme change in his story and they actually reopened the case. They've ultimately been able to determine that there's enough evidence now to prove that he laid a serious beatdown on her and that's what caused her death. So he was arrested yesterday at his home and he has since posted jail and he's out right now. Yeah, crazy story. Wow. So he kind of busted himself there.
Yeah. It's kind of like that rapper years ago who wrote about the rap that he murdered somebody.
Yeah.
And they nailed him on that, too.
Yeah.
Be careful. Facebook, too. Be careful what you put on Facebook if you're a murderer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's valid point, Philly. And finally, did Taylor Swift fart or not? Listen to this clip and let me know.
So this is a video directed by Joseph Kahn, who did Blank Space and Bad Blood. It's our third video working together, starring Scott Eastwood. Here's the video for Wildest Dreams.
Heard it. Yeah, it sounded fake, though.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, it doesn't sound
and the thing,
real.
And the other thing is, though, is, I mean, your ass isn't anywhere near the microphone, yeah. So it wouldn't have picked it up that clearly.
Well, there's a big group of girls, and they're all kind of huddled around her. So her rep is denied, because this happened on the Video Music Awards that were on Sunday. This was live, and that sound came across. The Twitter blew up, and everyone's like, Taylor Swift just farted. We all heard it. And her rep is saying, no, it was a microphone malfunction.
Because that sounded like the microphone was stuck right in her ass. And it wasn't.
That's the scoop.
92 City FM, world-class rock, round and round rat. Okay, coming up here in about 12 and a half minutes, we're going to open up the phone lines, 204-780-CITY, CITI-2484. First correct answer will be awarded AC/DC tickets for that September 17th show at IG Field. Here's the question, Rena J. How many times has AC/DC, from the inception of the band up until now, including the September 17th show, how many times has AC/DC played Winnipeg? First correct answer gets the tickets. 808 now.
Now the Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows.
Built tough in Winnipeg for Winnipeg weather.
Call or click on Duraco.ca for details.
780 Bones, 780-2663. I love hearing from you, and then we play your calls every day at this time. You know, providing. We have to go through them and make sure they're playable.
You go through them.
Yes. And if you don't hear it on the, like, say you leave a message last night and then you don't hear it the next day, doesn't mean we're not going to play it, because we get so many calls, sometimes they scatter throughout the week. But we'll kick off with this one, an observation from traffic.
Hey, guys. So, like, I'm fully in support of not using your cell phone while you're driving. I think you're driving. You need to be focused on driving. But you know what I'm also not in support of? Having your dog on your lap. Are you serious right now? Please put your dog down before you kill it and or us.
You know what I'm also in favor of? Are you serious right now?
Did she see me and my Great Dane driving around the other day? Meg was totally in my lap. One paw up on the steering wheel.
Yeah, that's heavy danger.
Call about MPI.
So I've been driving for 17 years now with my license, and I've paid about $17,000 worth of insurance to MPI. I find out that my little sticker on the back of my plate fell off the other day, and I had to replace it, so I went to MPI to get a sticker. They charged me $15 for a sticker.
And if it falls off, is there that sticker, faulty sticker?
Yeah, but hang on a second. Have you seen those, like, those stickers that they hand you for the back of your vehicles? Those aren't, like, you know, your run-of-the-mill, throw them on the fridge.
Yeah,
type.
If you put it on,
duty. They ain't
if you put
on.
The sticker on when, like, your license plate is dirty, after, like, you know, a little bit of time, it'll just fall off. You have to make sure you clean it before you put it on. There's, like, specific instructions on the sticker.
If it falls off, then you deserve to pay the $15. That shouldn't fall off.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
A call about traffic and zippering. Why isn't it happening more?
Hey, I thought and Mayor Broham here was doing the scissoring thing. I know it's zippering, but I like to say scissoring. West Perimeter, there's construction. They've taken down the Roblin overpass over the perimeter, but they force you into one lane on the Portage. After you do the Portage overpass, they force you into one lane, no passing. So let's get a big long line of traffic instead of doing the scissoring and making it easier.
I think the scissoring has confused people. Maybe that's the problem, because we've, you know, been really pushing on, we've been pushing scissoring instead of zippering.
Well, when I was traveling out west, I saw actual signs, like construction signs, say zipper merge ahead, and then you get ahead and it says zipper now, and it shows you like the exact, like here's where you start zippering.
We had those here when they were doing Lage and they were doing the zippering. There were big signs that said zipper here, zippering in effect.
Let's do it.
I saw those in Saskatoon and in Regina. I saw those signs as well when I was traveling.
Let's get them more than
scissoring in effect. I just watched that movie on RedTube last night. This guy is back. I think he figures he's a celebrity now.
Hey, it's the Hash Brown King here.
Oh, boy.
King. Wait, let's start that over.
Nicknamed himself.
He's giving himself the name now. He's crowned himself.
Hey, it's the Hash Brown King here. To all the cool dudes out there, someone let me know if you ever try, like, a hash brownie in there. I'd like to, curious how that would go. I don't have the recipe, but... Come on, how in the hell do you think I thought of that?
Yeah, we kind of assumed.
Yeah, we figured. By the way, we're gonna bring him down, the Hash Brown King, soon to have his own food truck.
Yeah.
We're going to bring him down to have him do his hash brown patty in the toaster live on the show.
Yeah.
I have to see this brilliance in action.
Because there is a bit of confusion over how the process goes. Mm-hmm. Do you put some seasoning salt in there?
Yeah, we'll do like a little cooking segment.
And then we will award him with his award. a key to Rena's house. Mm-hmm. Very, 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 very sought after award.
A couple of calls left, and they're both beauties. This one, I'd have to say, is a first for this show.
So my wife's in labor. We're at the hospital. She's handling it like a champ. No problem. I asked the wife, hey, there's the TV. You want me to find some? Early in the morning. Yeah, turn it on, find something. Nothing on. Junk. Garbage. Oh, wait, what's this? City TV. You guys are life's favorite. Thanks so much.
During birth! During birth, yeah,
we were on
the labor process.
That kid
came out. The first thing it saw was us.
That's awesome.
I feel proud.
Welcome to the world.
Okay, Bomber fans, you're frustrated. You're angry. You're tired of losing. You need this guy to help you feel better. Because no matter how mad you are, you're not this mad.
Is it any more hysterical with Coach O'Shea talking about starting either Brom or Mars? I mean, does it matter? Belfay, he's like, his playbook is like 1986 Nintendo football. He's got like two pass plays and two run plays in his repertoire, and that's f***ing it. Ridiculous. No f***ing cup since f***ing 1990 in a f***ing 718 f***ing league. Bullshit.
Nice. Well said, sir.
Can't win a cup in a 718 league. That's the frustration of Bomber fans, though.
100%. Yes. 100%. That's the bone phone. I timed up with phone lines. Give away some AC/DC tickets. You've seen AC/DC?
Yeah. Only once. The last time at Canadens.
Canadens.
And it was tremendous.
Rena?
No. I had tickets for the Edmonton show when AC/DC was there, but I actually got flown to Winnipeg for this job. I had the interview. The guy who interviewed me is like, we'll put it on this date. I'm like, that's the date of AC/DC. He's like, do you want that job or not? Kind of attitude. So I'm like, So I had to sell my tickets to AC/DC. I have not seen them yet. I've got some. I'm excited.
I saw AC/DC at Saddle Dome. I did not see the last Canadian show, but I saw them at Rexall and the Saddle Dome. And so this will be number three for me, which I'm really excited about because it's an outdoor show. Yep. And just... they're going to kill it.
That outdoor, the stage show they put on is, oh yeah, it's wicked.
Looking forward to it. Okay, so here's the question this morning. We've been telling you about it all morning. First one to call up and correctly identify how many shows AC/DC has played in Winnipeg, including this one. This will be number blank. 204-780-CITY, CITI 2484. How many times have they played the Peg?
I'm thinking it's 8.
There you go.
You are correct. Now, was that a shot in the dark, or did you actually do some research?
I did a bit of research. You know, I saw them in 1980.
Okay, that was the second time they were here.
Was that at the Oak?
No, it was at the old barn there.
Okay. So July 19th, 1980 is when you saw them at the Winnipeg Arena. Before that was August 30th, 1978 was the first time they played in Winnipeg at the Winnipeg Arena. Every single show they've played up until 2001 was at the Winnipeg Arena, then Canadian Stadium, the last one back in 09, and now this one. But every other show was at Winnipeg Arena.
This will be the third time I'm seeing them.
Good for you. What is your name?
Ooh, I'm so excited.
What's your name?
Kathy,
good for you.
Thanks.
You've just made a lot of people very angry because I know a lot of people were probably scouring. Yeah. And by the way, for the record, not only did I Wikipedia that, I actually went to the AC/DC website and looked through every single tour they'd ever been through. Like, they toured just, you know, Australia and New Zealand for the first couple of tours, and they did the UK, and then they started expanding to the US. So I did my full research on this 8 times. Nobody's going to be phoning correcting. This is the 8th time that AC/DC has played Winnipeg. Congratulations, Kathy. We'll grab some details from you. 823. I'm excited that they make it together and do another record.
Oh, I'd love that. He hinted strongly at that during his solo show at the... was that Pantages?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, very, very cool. 849, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Hi.
32 is the high for today. There is a heat warning in effect, written 19.
Still to come this morning, stories we missed, Blue and Gold report.
Give away some passes to go see the band. Well, Phil, you explain it. This is your thing. What's going on?
Basically, it's a VIP Banjo Bowl package courtesy of Boston Pizza. They want us, and 92 City FM, we want to send you to the Banjo Bowl in style. You could be going 8 loge seats. Those are those seats, like,
they're right on the concourse. You're kind of roped off. It's like a half moon table, and then, like, the fixed seats around it. Lots of leg room. Put your drink down. It's incredible.
It's awesome. So you would get 8 tickets to that, plus dinner before at Boston Pizza and limo to and from the game. So going to the game in style. And basically what we're doing, we're qualifying people all week. And then if you get qualified, you come to Boston Pizza for the NFL kickoff next Thursday. I'll be hosting, and we're having a football toss in the parking lot, going old school to see who can throw the ball the farthest. That's you do awesome. That, and you win those. You win
that. Bet you can throw this freaking football over the moon over there. Throw him over the mountains.
As long as what's his name doesn't show
Uncle
up.
Rico.
Uncle Rico. He's a ringer. He can't play.
All right. Here's the deal. This is a travel ad. Okay. This is a clip from a travel ad from here in Canada. You need to tell us which province is this from. Okay. This is a travel ad.
Yeah.
This is just a short little clip from a travel ad.
Listen carefully.
I'll give you. It's advertising camping.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'll listen.
Ladder. Okay, which province uses that to promote their campgrounds?
Can you play one more time?
I hate hearing that. Just so we're clear, guys.
What? That's camping, Rena.
Right.
You can hear people.
We all know what that really is.
You can hear people having sex when
disturbing.
You camp.
Disturbing.
What province uses that in their travel ads?
Alberta.
That is incorrect.
Wow. Really?
First time tuning in, maybe. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hi, city.
Hi there.
Yeah.
That would be Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy guessed Alberta.
Honey, where's the firewood?
Stop playing this.
Someone grab the effective ad. Someone grab the Coleman stove.
Gotta get down there.
Disturbing.
So pretty under the stars.
Yeah.
The land of endless skies. What's your name on the phone, by the way?
It's Jesse James.
All right, man. Hang on. We'll grab some details from you. You're officially in 852 Stories We Missed. Coming up next. Hang on.
City traffic.
That's effective advertising, Rena.
I don't know why you love that rape scene so much. There's something wrong with you, Aubrey.
Old class rock.
All right, this is kind of scary news whenever this happens, and it doesn't normally happen in small towns like this, but discovery of human remains off a trail in the Leaf Rapids area. Police were called to the scene on Sunday after a group of people had located the remains. The identity of the body has not been confirmed, and further forensic analysis is needed. I guess you mean like, it's going to sound weird, but hey, in Winnipeg, we're used to that. You know, when you hear it happening in Leaf Rapids, you're like, what's going on?
Great. Yeah. Okay, we were talking earlier this morning about records that won't be broken, and Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak came up. You can think of Wayne Gretzky's points records.
Yeah.
He's got some crazy stuff. Well, here's one that we can all agree will never, ever, I don't even think anybody will get close to breaking this.
It's got to be Patrick Kane's.
Record of being a dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
never be broken again.
Cal Ripken Jr.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he marked the 20th anniversary of his 2,131st consecutive game by throwing out the ceremonial first pitch before the Orioles hosted Tampa Bay. Ripken made history when he eclipsed Lou Gehrig's major league record of playing 2,130 straight games in 1995. Ripken ran it all the way up to over 2,600 games.
I still have my McFarlane Toys Cal Ripken figurine still in the packaging. I'm hoping that comes of value one day.
It's mind-blowing, like, because I'm in a fantasy baseball league. These guys take a day off every week.
Hmm.
Every week. This guy went, like, 2,600 games without taking a day off. Old school.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Just a reminder that tonight is Bark in the Park at the Goldeye Stadium, where the proceeds will be going towards the Winnipeg Humane Society, so you can bring your dog to the ball game. Tickets are $12, so that includes a seat for you and the seat next to you for your furry friend. There is a certain section that they've got for the dogs. You do need to get your tickets in advance because there is a waiver form that you need to sign that your dog's vaccinated and yada, yada, yada. So all the information at the Goldeye's website.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.